time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, I think.
You think?
Well, got a chance to watch a little rain, a little lightning, a little bit of hail.
Yeah, a little bit.
Didn't seem terribly damaging.
No.
But it's still March. Yep. We're just getting into the balance of the spring season. Yeah, well, we started it anyway. That's the downside of the weather picture. The good side is it gets better from there.
Yeah.
Should be a decent weekend.
Highs in the 80s over the weekend. Sounds all right. Partly cloudy.
Okay. Just hoping the weather forecast held. You never know. Day to day, sometimes it changes. I'd be really disappointed if that one changed. Like the weekend. We have Brett Holtz in with us this morning from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. He'd like to tell us all about what's going on down at the shop as we get going here this morning. How are you, Brett?
Oh, not too bad. It's too early for 85, though. I'm going to talk furnaces this morning yet. I don't care if it's going to get hot. Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace that you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512. Or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Well, the thing that everybody seems to be talking about these days, you brought it up this morning when
you walked in. Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah.
First thing he says to us, he says, well, this is probably the last day I'll be able to come out here and visit with you guys. After he wins that big Mega Millions jackpot tonight, he probably won't have any use for us anymore.
I'm sure I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Ah, reality just sunk in, huh? I don't know. What is the jackpot? I know it's like, the last I heard yesterday it was 540.
Yeah, I think so. This morning it took me 4 minutes to get a ticket bought. That's how long the computer took to process it, so I'm sure it's going to be over that.
We were just joking, too, the other, back in, was it 85 or something like that? It was mid-80s when the lottery first started, and the lottery jackpots began at $50,000. There was no Mega Millions or Powerball at that time. They had other things, but the big jackpot that everybody would buy a ticket for, it started at $50,000. Ooh, and that was so great. And I mean, $50,000 now, I mean, it doesn't even get people's attention anymore. Where have
I'd
we
still
gone?
Take it.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't turn it back in. Wouldn't give that ticket away. But everybody gets so excited now. These jackpots get so huge, and over $500 million. You got the current number?
Yeah, it's $540 million. It's a $389.8 million cash value estimate.
Yeah. Darn, where'd all that extra go? Well, then I don't want it. If you're going to take that much away, I don't want it. Huh? Yeah. Well, everybody's out, you know, running around talking about this, maybe looking at buying tickets. The power or that drawing for the Mega Millions jackpot comes up tonight. But have you ever thought about winning? Yeah, you have. Honestly, you have. Everybody knows somebody who swears they're going to win the lottery. I have an aunt like that. She always says, you know, I know I'm going to win someday because I just have a feeling. Yeah, so does everybody. But what if you do? I mean, have you ever gone far enough to think about, gee, what would I do after? And I'm not talking about what I'd like to spend the money on stuff, but what would you do? Have you ever thought much about that? If you're really, really super, super lucky and something happens. I found a little article the other day that was talking about that, and I kind of found it interesting because so many people start to make plans, you know, right away when they buy that ticket and think, what if I win? Well, what do you do with the ticket first? Can you imagine the thought process and how clammy your hands would get? How nervous you would get all of a sudden if you looked at the ticket and it was the winner? Oh, my gosh, what do I do with it? This is the most valuable thing I could ever hang on to. What do I do with it?
I'd have a heart attack before it ever got in the hands of the people that tell me.
Well, what would you do with the ticket? Well, before anything else, the experts say before you do anything else, sign the back of the ticket. Immediately sign the back of the ticket, because that would stop anyone else from claiming your jackpot if you would happen to drop it while you're jumping up and down or something. You know, you've heard that over and over and over again. They also suggest making a photocopy of it and lock it up in a safe. And at the very least, keep it where you know it's protected. There was a Rhode Island woman who won a $336 million Powerball jackpot back in February. You know what she did with the ticket? She hid it in her Bible and then went out to breakfast. Guess she assumed no one was going to look there. It's not very secure, but that's what she did with it. Well, then what do you do? What do you do after that? Well, relax and take a breath, first of all, and then take time to think about what you're going to do next. They say don't do anything you'll regret for the next 30 years, like calling your best friend or every one of your aunts, uncles, and cousins, because it doesn't take long to be overwhelmed by long-lost friends, charities, all kinds of other things who are looking to share in your good fortune. You've waited a lifetime to hit the jackpot. You can wait a few days before you go out on a spending spree and start you know, letting everybody know. But who do you tell first? If you actually win something like that, what do you do? I mean, where do you go? Nobody plans this stuff. So who do you talk to first? Well, they say contacting a lawyer and a financial planner would be a lot wiser than updating your Facebook status.
I can see that being a problem for that a lot of people.
That would be a serious mistake. That would be a bad mistake. But they say make sure it's someone that you can trust, and hopefully someone maybe you've dealt with before. If you don't have anyone in mind, then you might want to ask a close family member or a friend. An attorney in Oklahoma City whose firm represented a handful of lottery winners says that it's essential to assemble a team of financial managers, tax experts, accountants, and bankers to make sure it's all done properly. Just in case you've forgotten, too, as Chris was mentioning, the jackpot right now stands at $540 million. So that Mega Millions jackpot would pay out in a lump sum of roughly $389 million. After taxes, the annual payments over 26 years would be, well, substantial. Let's just say they'd be substantial.
That's just change for Warren Buffett.
Yeah, well, no, maybe not. You'd need awful big pockets for that kind of change. But how much would you actually pay in taxes? Well, it kind of depends on where you live, too. Here in Iowa, you know, the federal tax, first of all, is 25%, and then you've got your state income tax. So that's going to get tacked on as well. So usually they say you can count on about a third of it disappearing and going immediately to the government up front. And then there's that big question. Do I take the cash payout or do I do the annual payments? Do you trust yourself? I guess that's one of the questions. But it's always a big question. Most people think taking the lump sum is a smart move. But that's not always the case. You know, first, spreading out the payments protects you from becoming the latest lottery winner to be a dope. You know, to spend it all and lose all your money. It has happened many, many times. And Don McNay, who's the author of a book, Son of a Gambler, Winners, Losers, and What to Do When You Win the Lottery, says that 9 out of 10 winners go through their money in 5 years or less.
Wow.
Says it's too much, too fast. Nobody is around them putting the brakes on their situation because everybody wants a cut. So nobody's trying to give you any kind of logical advice there about what you should do. But, you know, a lot of times folks used to say, oh, just take the lump sum because you can make it back by investing it. Boy, not so sure that's a given anymore, at least not these days. So, you know, in some cases, maybe it's just better just to take the lump sum amount. Of course, in some cases, in some places, they do have rules and regs on, and you don't really get the choice. It kind of depends on, you know, even if it's $540 million, if the lottery, because they take a look at the long-term annuity on that, and if they can't make that work, then you won't get 540. You'll get a little bit less than that, depending upon, you know, how that annuitizes out. But they have a process by which they go through that. Now, what if you're actually good at managing money? Well, invested properly, the lump sum option can be a good choice. There's more planning that you can use to reduce estate taxes and other financial incentives. And others, though, say that with annual payments, you're taxed on the money only as it comes in, so that you it puts you in a lower tax bracket rather than taking a big hit on getting the lump sum. And then still you can shelter the money in tax-free investments and take advantage of tax law changes and things over the years, but I guess it's all a gamble one way or the other. Another question folks ask is, should I try to shield my identity? Well, that's probably a good idea. It'll protect you from people who want you to invest in their business scheme or those who need cash in an emergency. Lottery winners are often besieged by dozens of people in charities who are looking for help. There are people who do that for a living, unless you understand that you can become a victim very quickly. And that's according to an attorney who's dealt with a few jackpot winners who have had that happen. But the other side of the coin is, too, that when you sign that lottery ticket, part of it is you're also allowing them to use your name and your image and promotions and things like that. And if you happen to be the winner of the largest jackpot in history, pretty certain they're going to want to use your name and your image to promote. That's pretty much a given. So with that said, how do you protect yourself? Well, and again, they say it depends on where you live. In some states, you can form trusts and different things to try to protect the money. In some states, things can still be discovered through public records. Some require you to show up and receive your oversized check in front of a bunch of cameras, making it impossible to stay anonymous. But there are different ways to do it, setting up corporations and things, you know, all that stuff. That's why you sit down and talk to a financial planner, a lawyer, an accountant, and those types of folks up front to figure out what you can do. But is it okay to splurge a little bit? Well, sure, you bought a ticket, right? Isn't that why you bought it? Because you were hoping to win some money, and it wouldn't be any fun just to put it all away and not have some fun out of it. So it's okay to get it out of your system. But they do suggest that you don't go overboard. The financial planners say, remember that if there's a new Mercedes-Benz in the driveway, that your neighbors probably will be able to figure out who won that jackpot, especially if you don't have a job that would be able to allow you to afford something like that normally. And then another question that's always asked is, how much should I help my family and others? And it's also usually a natural desire to help out others, help out relatives in need, maybe take care of future generations. But they do suggest that you use some caution when you give out your money. Jack Whitaker, a West Virginia contractor who won a nearly $315 million Powerball jackpot back in 2002, quickly fell victim to scandals, lawsuits, and personal setbacks. His foundation spent $23 million building two churches, and he's been involved in hundreds of legal actions. They say if you win, just don't give any money away, because the more money you give away, the more they want you to give. And once you start giving it away, everybody will label you an easy touch and be right there after you. And Whitaker said that includes everybody. So you've got to be a little bit cautious about what you're doing there, too. So there, now you're ready. So when you win tonight, have some fun, be smart, and don't forget to put me in your will. Everybody else is going to ask. I might as well get the jump start, right? Have fun, but be smart, all right? Turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries the broadest range of faucets and fixtures in our immediate area. We were when we're called in for a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel, we can offer our expertise in suggesting many different ways that you can approach updating that room. With our cabinet store, Town Center Cabinetry, we can make that room really come alive and give you more functionality, plus amaze you with the end result in beauty and quality. Our technicians have installed more remodels than any other competitor in the immediate area, and we can coordinate with any of carpenter of your choice or suggest competent carpenters for you to work with. For easy, quality, and efficient remodels, give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 or in Atlantic at 755-3286 in Harlan. I see Jim speaking at my thought of the day here today. This kind of fits in with what we were talking about early. And author unknown, once again, really wise. It says, to be old and wise, you must first be young and stupid.
That's true. We all go through that phase.
We've all been there and done that.
For some of us, the stupid lasts longer than the young.
Yeah,
that's just the way it goes.
Getting smarter every day.
That's right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. Hey, you, good luck if you've actually got one of those tickets in your possession. Keep good control of it. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.